The first panel showed an aged Abeloth sneaking a drink from the Font of Power, while the father hurled force lightning at both the son and the daughter. In the second panel, a much younger-looking Abeloth swam in the pool of knowledge, looking sly and defiant as she smiled up at the father, who stood at the edge of the basin. His hands were raised and extended toward Abeloth, as though he were using the force to pull her from the pool, and his expression was as sorrowful as it was angry. Behind him stood the daughter, using a force shield to prevent the son's fiend aspect from leaping on the father's back. The third panel depicted the arcade complex again, this time with a much changed Abeloth standing in the heart of a stormy courtyard. Her hair had grown coarse and long, her nose had flattened until it was practically gone, and her sparkling eyes had grown so sunken and dark that all that could be seen of them were the twinkles. She was raising her arms toward a cowering daughter and a glowering son, with long tentacles lashing from where her fingers should have been. Stepping forward to shield them was a furious father, one hand pointing toward the swamp at the open end of the temple, the other reaching out to intercept her tentacled fingers.
"I am beginning to believe Abeloth can't be a celestial,"
Tekli observed.
"She is too different from the others. She grew old when they did not, and she was being changed by the font in the pool while the son and daughter were unaffected."
"It is Abeloth's nature to seek what is beyond her grasp. That is why she is the bringer of chaos."
"Then Abeloth is a celestial?" Raynar asked. "Is that what you're saying?" Tharut clacked her mandibles in the Killik equivalent of a shrug.
"Is Abeloth the bringer of chaos because that is the wish of the Celestials? Or is she the bringer of chaos because she defied the wish of the Celestials?"
She spread her forearms, then let them drop.
"We can never know the will of those who are beyond us to comprehend."
With that, Tharut turned to ascend the corridor again, leaving C-3PO to translate the exchange for the others. Raynar followed close on her heels. He could feel a fundamental shift in Tharut's attitude toward him and his companions, a marked confidence that suggested she already considered them members of the Hive. And yet, he had not noticed any stray thoughts or flashes of unexpected insight that would suggest the joining was complete.
"Tharut, I have the feeling that you are no longer concerned about whether we become joiners,"
Raynar said.
"That is so."
"Why?"
"Because we feel how frightened you are. How determined you are to stop Abeloth. And when you understand how that must be done, we know you will be happy to join us."
Raynar shook his head.
"You shouldn't count on that," he said. "Our mission is to return with what I learn here so the Jedi can destroy Abeloth."
An amused trill shot from the breathing spiracles in Tharut's thorax.
"Destroy Abeloth? Impossible."
She passed through the next archway and stopped.
"Look,